Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum and welcome to Radio Islam International. This is this Sunday's panel discussion and we are discussing a very important topic. Today is Yawmul Ahad, the 23rd of Jumad al-Ukhra 1439, and that corresponds to Sunday the 11th of March 2018. We take this opportunity to welcome those listening to us on medium wave 1548, those listening to us via satellite decoder, those listening to us via audio streaming on Radio Islam's website, radioislam.co.za, and if you have DSTV, you can tune in via channel 826. As I mentioned, a very important discussion taking place this morning. It affects everybody, no matter where you live, in Gauteng or in Johannesburg. What is the story? Well, there has been an outcry from the community over the controversial property evaluation increases for up to a stake 5,000%. Now, we will going to be discussing this to a number of people. We've even going to be opening up the lines, and we also have some people we have spoken to on the ground, courtesy of our reporter Noman Panjbaya, who spoke to some of the people about this exorbitant property increases. It doesn't affect Muslims, it doesn't affect Christians, it affects everybody. So if you own a home in Indonesia, it's your house and you're paying rates and taxes, and if your property has increased, well, that's going to burn a little bit of a bigger hole in your pocket, because you're going to have to pay a higher rates and taxes. And there's been a huge outcry. To give you an example, if you got a million rand property and you take the current increase into effect, your property will go up by 200,000 rand, and if you calculate the rates and taxes on 2,000 rand, it's a significant amount. So who are we going to be speaking to? We're going to be speaking to Mayor Herman Mashaba's spokesperson first and foremost. That's coming up right after this break. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International. Remember, you can interact with me. This is a very pertinent issue. You need to speak to us. Tell us what you're feeling, what's going through your mind. If you're feeling hard done by, if you feel you got any gripes or concerns, this is the time to send me a WhatsApp, 072-786-1548, 072-786-1548. I'm going to be speaking to Mayor Herman Mashaba's spokesperson, and that's Luyanda Mfeka. So if you want me to ask him a question, please do WhatsApp me or tweet me. WhatsApp, 072-786-1548, tweet at Faisal Patel 143, and let's get this questions answered. Let's sort this out. We don't have extra money to pay for the extra valuation in our properties. Yes, we're happy the value properties are increased, but you're going to have to fork out a lot more money to pay for that rates and taxes. Let's discuss this. Let's have an interactive discussion. That's coming up right after this break, inshallah. Stay tuned to Radio Islam. Don't change it out.
لا يزال الخير حيا لا يزال إن في الدنيا سلاما وظلال أخبر الأيام أن في وصال.
Welcome back to Radio Islam International. My name is Faisal Patel. On the line we do have Luyanda Mfeka, and he's going to be speaking to us about these property evaluations. There's been a number of concerns raised. A lot of people are worried. I myself are worried. My property has increased substantially and I don't have the money to pay for that extra rates and taxes. So let's take this opportunity to welcome Luyanda. Luyanda, good morning to you. Thank you for your time on Radio Islam International.
Good morning to you, Faisal, and good morning to your listeners.
Luyanda, let's start off with the first question. How often does property valuations take place, let's say in Johannesburg?
So Faisal, just to bring it all into context, property valuation is a legislated process through national government that every municipality has to undertake. In the case of South Africa, it happens every 4 years at various municipalities. Within Joburg, it's been extended by a year, so it's only really taking effect now in July. And the process is one that is legislated, so it's not really controlled by the city. An independent valuer is appointed who does the valuations process of the various properties using various statistical models that they utilize. And then those valuations are then sent back to the city and communicated to residents, and then we go through the objections process. And the whole idea of the objections process is to basically make sure that the outcome of a valuation is as fair as humanly possible. It's important to note throughout the world, there's no such thing as a perfect valuation process, and those in the field often say that. But the idea of having, the purpose rather, of having the kind of objections period where residents can interact with the valuations is precisely to make sure that where there are errors that are detected, that those are rectified.
Yana, I understand it, and obviously that is justifiable in a certain context with regards to the properties need to be evaluated. It's done by an independent company. I see the Herman Mashaba statement, which I received, is obviously going to address this. 8,000 properties are going to be re-evaluated because objections have been put in. But let's take the ordinary layman here in Indonesia specifically, a person that just sent me a WhatsApp now saying that his property was initially valued at 1.6 million rand and now it's valued at almost 4 million rand, over 4 million rand. The question I'm asking you is that where does the person, an ordinary person like that, who's living in Indonesia, who's barely making ends meet, get that extra money to pay the increase in taxes that will come with the increase in the property valuation?
I think you're asking the wrong question there. The point of the matter is that as part of the valuation, as a property owner in Johannesburg, you are going to see property price increases purely because of the supply and demand effects of property ownership within the city. We're the economic hub of South Africa at the very least, and a major player in on the African continent. So property price increases are things that will happen over time, particularly given space demands. The more appropriate thing is do those price increases happen at a fair level? And I think that's what the mayor has already conceded in saying that, look, the valuations that have been received from the valuer would seem particularly overvalued in some areas and in some cases. And in those cases, those reevaluations will take place so as to make sure that the property valuation process is fair to those people.
Yes, I understand that.
It's very likely you are going to see some price increases.
Yes.
But the point I will concede is that surely, yes, a substantial increase of that nature would seem bizarre and that must be queried. But we can't live in a situation where we go, well, we certainly don't expect price increases to happen. Sure, in some areas you will see decreases, and I think that some have been reported there. But on the whole, on the average, property prices are set to relatively rise. And I think everyone expects that.
Okay.
The question is whether or not the rise is fair.
Okay.
And that's a slightly different question.
Yana, I understand that. I understand it perfectly. And obviously, like I said, we want to develop the city. There's infrastructure that's coming up that obviously increases certain values of property as well. Another WhatsApp coming through on my screen here. My husband and I are both over 65. We don't collect pension. We spend all our lives to pay off our house. Now, why are they looking at market value? Is this what you call fair? So the question is, a person's property has increased, say, to a fair amount that you feel within that five-year period, but this person doesn't have that extra money that will come with increasing the rate. How do they afford it? What happens if they can't afford to pay that extra?
Look, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to speak on a case-by-case basis on one of these things. Rates and taxes, for example, taxes is a nationally legislated thing. So when they rise for everyone. And of course, the city does all it can to try and alleviate some of that pressure, particularly for pensioners. And in that particular case, if you go to any of our walk-in centres, there are certain rebates that the city does within its budgeting process to try and give back to residents. But it's the reality of the situation is that as the economy is set up, a lot of us are likely to see price increases, and it's unfortunate that the impacts on the poorest of the poor. As the city, we try to do our best to alleviate some of the, as much as we can in any case, of those pressures. But it is unfortunately one of those situations that as a city, we can only really do so much. In order to kind of fix the national economy, that's a jurisdiction that doesn't rest with the city and rests elsewhere. And I think most people understand that. Hazel.
Yana, I understand that you have to go at 23 minutes past. Is that still, or can we continue talking?
Yeah, unfortunately, I've got another engagement that we had to go deal with at the moment.
All right. So,
but I think the final word I would say is to most residents is that the city is fully committed to making sure that we make sure that this valuation process is as fair as humanly possible. And we continue to encourage those residents who feel that their valuations are heavily overvalued to go through the objections process and lodge those complaints so that they can be addressed. There are about 8,000 property owners who, as of this week, will start receiving Section 78 notices, which basically will represent revised valuations. And even in that process, they'll still be given an additional 30 days or so to provide additional information which must be taken into account in making sure that the final valuation of the property is something that is fair and it is something that is in line with the actual value of the property rather than any that may have unfolded as a result of the independent valuers process.
All right. Liana, we just got a minute left before you can go. One last question, maybe you can answer it briefly. Yes, a person puts in an objection, the objection gets rejected by the city, and he has now to pay the rates and taxes on that new valued property. What happens if that person cannot pay that new amended rates and taxes amount?
So part of the valuation process is such that an objection is received by the city, it's sent back to the valuer, and the valuer can then go through the process of reviewing that objection. If in a case where it's the objection is rejected, there's still the option for the individual to appeal to the province. So province has, as part of the legislation, has an appeal body, or appeal tribunal rather, that is the final arbiter where there's a dispute between the valuer and a resident, and then that can be escalated to make the final decision.
Yanda, we're going to take this opportunity to thank you for your time on Radio Islam International, and I'm sure that Mayor Herman Mashaba will obviously consider the implications of this. While we understand that it is justified, and obviously it hasn't been done for the past 5 years, everybody obviously wants their property to be valuable. It is their palace after all, but obviously comes with it a number of repercussions, as we've seen, bigger hole in your pocket, burning a hole in your pocket. But we hopefully that he can address some of these issues and we can get some more objections in so that we can alleviate some of the pressure that the residents of Lanesia and surrounds are feeling.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Just a final note, the objections process closes on the 6th of April, and the city is already working on processing some of those objections. So by the time that the 1st of July rocks up, the process will be fully complete.
All right. Liana, thank you for your time on Radio Islam International.
Thank you. Bye.
Cheers. Okay, that was the spokesperson for Mayor Herman Mashaba, Luyanda Mfeka, speaking to us. And I thought he was evading the question about there. But the thing is, there's a WhatsApp that has come through here saying a 65-year-old lady, they've paid their house off, and she and her husband, and they're just paying their house off. Another one coming in saying that their house were valued initially at 1.6 million, and now it's valued at 4.6 million. So you do the math. That's 3 million rand. If you calculate 2% of that, I mean, it's a lot. Just of the difference, it's a lot. Where do you get that extra money? If you have 100,000 in a house, and if you're paying 2% of that, that's 20 grand, right? And if I'm not mistaken, I was actually useless at math. So if you calculate it, if it's 2,000, 20,000, whatever it is, and if your property now increases by 400,000 rand, that means now you're going to be paying 6,000 rand extra. I'm just using it as an example. It doesn't mean it's an exact calculation. Where do you find that 4,000 rand? And the question I was asking him, and he evaded the question, is where do you get the 4,000? What if a person says, you know what, listen, I just can't afford it. You put in an objection, yes. Mayor looks at the objection, or the valuation looks at the objection, and they say, okay, you know what, we deem that your property is valued at 400,000 rand, and you're going to have to pay. Then what? Are they going to issue summonses against you? Where do you get the money? With the new budget speech that we got out, there's so many things that increase. A lot of people do smoke. Petrol is going up by 52 cents on the 18th of April when this budget effects come into place, right? There's going to be a sugar tax as well. VAT is increased. Not to mention if you buy a new car or a new house, you're going to pay exorbitant prices on that. They're still talking about zero-rated items. Where do you find that extra money? A lot of houses in Lanesia are valued minimum between 200 and up to 5-6 million rand, depends which area you live in. And those houses have now been exorbitantly overvalued or said valued even higher. A WhatsApp coming through on my personal WhatsApp, somebody is saying, I'm just going to read this out quickly. Somebody is saying, Assalamu alaikum, my one property increased 6 million I don't want to be 674,100 rand. Another from 78,000 rand to 622,000 rand. That's almost half a million more. How do they justify these increases? I have no idea. You can WhatsApp me 072-786-1548, 072-786-1548. Inshallah, a while later, a little later in the program, we will open up the lines so we get some of your comments as well. But we're going to be going for a break. After the break, we're going to be speaking to somebody very important, somebody that's involved in this particular process. And her name is Liesel Govender. Liesel Govender, she is from the Valuations Committee. And we're going to be speaking to her. Maybe she can justify this. Because I'll be honest with you, I mean, my property has increased as well, and I can't afford it. We can't afford it. And remember that when you get your increases, whichever company you work for, at the end of the year, there's a number of things that increase. Your insurance is increased, your medical aid increases, petrol is going up, VAT is going up, and what happens? Everything is going up, and you can't afford it. So we're speaking to Liesel Govender, Deputy Director for the valuations in this whole process. That's coming up right after Radio Islam International. Remember, there's the number of ways to interact with me. WhatsApp 072-786-1548. Also, alternatively, we'll open up the lines a little later, closer to the time. 011-854-1548, or you can tweet me on it, Faisal Patel 143. After the break, Liesel Govender, Deputy Director of Valuations. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International. Don't change your dial.
We have been affected. Basically, the valuation model came out on 20th of February. And we have until 45 days to view the valuation roll. And you have been informed that we had two valuations that were ridiculous. One was 567% increase, and the other one was 120% increase. So we basically have to object to it, and we started the process. Shukr City of Johannesburg has made it easy for us this year where we can objected online, and yeah, we await the outcome of it. We are notified about the valuation taking place because it's part of the law that they have to value the properties, and the valuation is based on the condition of the property at 1st July 2017. So there are about gray areas around it, but yeah, we are aware about the valuation that has to take place, but the valuation process and how they got the amount, I mean, that's just gray area. They haven't informed us how they got the amount. And no, we haven't done that. Basically, we're doing it on an individual basis. As you heard on Thursday, the Mayor Hamad Mashaba said that the city of Johannesburg will revise 8,000 potentially overvalued properties. So hopefully our property will fall in that scene, that percentage increase is ridiculous. And it's actually having a bad effect on us as landlords, because, I mean, if you can't cover the rate increase with the rental income, there's no sense owning the property anymore. So it's definitely going to cause businesses and residents to take out more from basically their pockets to cover the increase in rates. And even with the objection process, we won't know how long it takes. And if you are not satisfied with the objection, then you basically have to take it further and lodge an appeal with the City of Johannesburg within 30 days, so with the appeals board. So we await the outcome.
Yes, that's one of the Vox Pops. We'll play others during the program, and you can take a listen to what they have to say. A lot of concerns among the residents of Lanesia. There's just one, and there's many others as well. I received a number of WhatsApps on my WhatsApp screen as well. So let us address this issue, and on the line we do have Liesel Govender. She's the Deputy Director of Valuations in the City of Joburg. Liesel, good morning to you. Thank you for your time on Radio Islam International.
Good morning, Faisal. Good morning to your listeners.
Liesel, you've heard the clip there from one of the residents. There's many others, hundreds of him, like him as well. How do we justify the exorbitant increases? I spoke to Yana Mfeka just before we got you on, and he says the valuations wasn't done for 5 years. It was done by an independent company. But how do they justify this massive increases? People just can't afford it.
Okay, Faisal, firstly, the valuation process, it is not an exact science, and the Municipal Property Rates Act allows us to use aerial photography and computer-assisted mass appraisal systems or techniques. So when we do compile the valuation role, it is a mass valuation process. But when the Act also gives recourse to citizens in the instance where they are not happy, that's why they've got the objection process and the appeals process. But the city has been proactive, and when we identified these exorbitant increases, that's why we have introduced the Section 78 process to enhance the objection process, where the challenges have been identified. So that the ratepayers and the property owners will not be affected by it, because all those issues will be resolved before the implementation on the 1st of July 2018. And in terms of Section 78 process, if they are not happy, they can ask for a review. And then when the valuation, the supplementary valuation is published, they can follow the objection and appeal process. So there's lots of recourses for ratepayers out there.
Okay. Liesl, a quick question coming through, and maybe you can just answer briefly. Somebody asking, which areas does this affect? Does it affect the Ekurhuleni area?
No, Ekurhuleni is a different municipality.
Right, another question coming through. We're living in an area where there is no buyer's market, totally getting rundown flats coming up every second, start to looking like Hillbrow. How will that property be evaluated?
Okay, like I said, it is a mass valuation process. We take into account certain economic factors. We look at, obviously, the sales in the area, the market conditions, because that will be indicative of if there's growth or where there's been no growth in the area.
Right.
So it is very difficult because the mass valuation process takes in factors. So you've got your neighborhood factor, location factor, and factors for sales, etc., to do certain adjustments. But when you object, then we will look at the property specifically. That is why the owner of the property must give as much information as they can when they lodge their objection.
All right.
Specifically issues like that, so that the municipal valuer can take it into consideration when they do consider the objection.
Another one sending through a WhatsApp saying, we did not get any paperwork. What happens if you didn't get any paperwork? How will you get any idea that your property has been increased?
Okay, they should have received the Section 49 notices via email or via post. If they don't, they can go to any customer service center, or they can go into the website. The notices are available. They can log in to www.joburg.org.za on e-services, and then they click on the little house with the general valuation of 2018, and then there'll be a screen where you can click on search property, and you can just put in your account number or your stand number, and then you can download your Section 49 notice. You can also download the objection form.
Right.
You can go to the customer service center. There are valuers there and administration staff that can assist to complete the objection, and they can also print your notice for you.
All right. Just to remind the listeners, you are tuned to Radio Islam International. We are discussing the property rates issue. It's a serious issue. It's a pertinent issue. Affordability for some people, just way out of means. We are going to open up the lines now. It is just 21 minutes to 12 o'clock. We conclude at 12 o'clock. So the lines are open. If you have any questions for Liesl, please do call us 011-854-154. Keep your questions brief and please succinct. Also, please keep it respectable. I will cut off those that are rude and abrupt. Liesl, before we carry on and we take one question from WhatsApp, a quick question. I've heard rumors, being a journalist, that the property increases had something to do with Herman Mashaba trying to rejuvenate the city by increasing taxes so that he could outline his plan to make the city more viable.
No, that is not true. The Act is very clear on the processes that needs to be followed, and the city has followed a very transparent process in terms of the Municipal Property Rights Act.
All right. A reminder again to the listeners, the lines are open. The number to call, 011-854-1548. Any questions for Liesl regarding your properties or property rates or evaluation of your property, this is the time to call. Remember, please keep it short and sweet. You want to take as much callers as possible. We don't want to hog up the lines, and also keep it respectable. No disrespect will be allowed on Radio Islam International. A WhatsApp has come through. Probably a comment or in a form of a question. Due to poor planning by the city allowing for no further expansion, as a result, Lanesia is severely overcrowded. This has caused pressure on the demand for housing, causing the value of houses to rocket beyond the actual realistic value. Why is the city looking at market values? Market value only apply when you're selling your home. What happened to the municipal value?
Well, the municipal value is market value. That is a general basis of valuation in terms of the Municipal Property Rates Act. We have to value in terms of market value.
All right. With regards to the affordability, and this is something I've asked Luyanda, and he sort of answered it half-heartedly or didn't give me the answer that I'm satisfied with. Your value, your property is 100,000 rand. It's now been valued at 500,000 rand. You put in an objection, assuming, hypothetically speaking, the objection gets revoked and you don't get a reduction in the value of your property. Your rates has increased to a significant amount, which is just beyond the affordability and the means of anybody. What happens if you default on paying this particular rate or the new rate?
Well, basically, it shouldn't come to that. The city has committed to resolve all these queries before implementation date. I cannot answer for that. That's the revenue section that needs to answer for that. I can only answer valuation-related questions. But if the property is has been overvalued and the objection does not change the value, it has to be the client can ask for written reasons. They have to give a breakdown of the reasons why they decided to keep the value as is. And if they're still not happy, they can lodge an appeal. The appeal court is an independent body. They are appointed by the MEC local government. And there the clients can go. It's a formal hearing where they can present their case and physically give all the evidence to the appeal board. And then that will be heard. But any deductions or any amendments or changes to the property value will be dated back to the date of implementation. So even though you've been overcharged, if they correct it, it will go back there. So you will get your credit.
All right. Let's move on before we take any callers. I'm just checking my engineer. We're waiting for callers to come through. Nothing at the moment. These hikes, you've heard the clip before we got you on, could potentially cause rentals for businesses and residential premises to rise sharply, having a knock-on effect. I mean, how do these landlords, especially in Indonesia, we see a lot of flats, a lot of people can't afford homes. The homes are exorbitant as well. Obviously, they're going to have to pass on these rates and taxes increase onto the tenants. You know, they obviously got a huge mountain to deal with as well.
I do understand that, but that's why the objection process is there. They need to go and lodge objections if they feel their values are too high, but they must also give reasons why they say that. If the market has increased, unfortunately, that is the market information that we use to determine the market values of properties. But if there's any other additional information that they want to add, that is, this is a chance to do that. The Municipal Property Rights Act gives a lot of recourse in terms of correcting properties that were incorrectly valued. And in conjunction with that, the city is also using the Section 78 process to enhance objection process in this instance. So the clients have got two options for it to be corrected. So they must please go and log objections if they are not happy with their values.
All right. A question coming through, a very, very important question with regards to the property rates indexes. We see in various sectors of society, whether you're a pensioner, you get a certain amount of discount. How will these affect the pensioners in Indonesia and surrounds? If you're a pensioner, do you get like a subsidy or you get a rebate or you may be possibly exempt from these increases?
Yes, there's lots of, in terms of the rates policy, if you're over 70 years old, you are exempt from rates and taxes, and if your property's value is less than 2 million or less. The MEC have mentioned there will be changes done, but I cannot comment on any information regarding the increase in the threshold. That will be communicated soon once the rates policy has been charged. Has been approved through council.
All right.
They are looking at that, and it is to the benefit of the pensioners. I can just add that.
Okay, thanks, Liesl. So that person had sent in a question with regards to pensioners. I hope that answers your question. And if you have any queries, you can contact the city of Joburg. But let's take the first caller. We do have one caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Walaikum salam.
Chief brother, your question for Liesl. Please keep it succinct and brief.
Yeah, walaikum salam. Question is very simple. So what is the actual process once we submit an objection, and how does the property get reevaluated? Is it a process that is still done by a computer, or does the city council send valuers and do they look at the area as well? For example, what I notice is that based on the computer system, the valuation seems to be a general number per square meter, right? So they just took an arbitrary number, for example, 1,000 rand, and multiply that by the size of your property. which I think throughout these huge increases. So the question then basically is, once we object, what is the process and how does it really get evaluated? Is it computer based again, or is it based on market values, and where are those market values collected from?
Okay. The objection process is looking at the properties individually. In terms of the service level agreement with the service provider, they have to inspect each property that where objection was lodged. So you'll have the opportunity to engage with the valuer that visits your property, and whatever information is submitted with your objection, that will be considered, and you've got additional information you can give to them at the time. So that will be a more one-on-one process, engagement process.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the question, brother.
Okay.
Answer that, do you have any other callers? No other callers. The lines are open, 011-854-1548. We do have the Deputy Director of Valuations on Radio Islam International this morning in our discussion about property valuations. A lot of concerns, a lot of outcry about the massive increase in property valuations. As you heard, Liesl, there are objections in place. You heard Luyanda and Feka also, you can put in objections in place. And as she mentioned, that the city will try to resolve all these issues. Liesl, moving on, the DA administration had blamed the billing crisis on the system inherited from the previous ANC-led council. We know that the elections the previous year obviously, you know, brought in a DA government, you know, after a landslide victory. Is this the case? Are you now punishing residents because of what the ANC did?
Unfortunately, I can't comment on that. I can just comment on our processes. We value in terms of the Municipal Property Rights Act. It is a legislative process. I cannot comment on any of that, what you've just mentioned.
All right. Moving on, we have two callers in line. Let's take the first caller, line number three. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Your question for Liesl, please keep it brief.
My question for Liesl, I live in the Pageview area in Johannesburg. And my property was valued at $400,000, and the re-evaluation certificate that we received recently in the last week took the property up to $720,000. I feel that that is an exorbitant increase, and I'd like to know how they arrived at that.
Good morning, ma'am. Like I said, there was 5-year difference between the two valuation rolls. So the $400,000 was market-related as of the 1st of July 2012. Obviously, there was changes in the market. That's why your value has increased now to $720,000. It is 5 years since the previous valuation roll. But if you are not happy with the value, you are welcome to go. You can go onto the website. If you search your property, there will also be sales listed in the subject area where your property is. So you can go and have a look at the sales, at some of the sales that they've used in the analysis of your value.
So it's based on the
market value, sales in your area.
Sales value. Thank you very much. But I just felt that it should have been incremental instead of just a big hike.
Unfortunately, ma'am, the Municipal Property Rights Act says a municipality must review its valuation rule every 4 years. Everything is legislated. We don't just do things for the sake of doing it. It is a legislative process that we have to follow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your question, ma'am. And let's go to the line number four. We have another caller. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Wa alaikum salam. Question for Liesl.
Yes, first, just tell me, where are you calling from?
From Indonesia.
Okay, your question for Liesl. Please keep it brief.
This house is, I inherited the house from the estate. The estate is not wind up still. So how does it work? I'm a pensioner, so... once you know the state is wind up, what happens then? You know, do you still have to pay the rates and tax, or and if I want to sell the property, you know, do I sell it by the value of the market, or how it works?
Yes, the property would have been valued, and if it's still registered in the deceased person's name, whoever the registered owner is, that is the person that is still listed as the owner of the property. So the deed records needs to be updated, and you need to inform the city of Johannesburg of any changes to the property. So the value will still be the same, and once the estate is wound up, obviously you will have legal recourse to sell the property. But it would have been valued at market value. And if you are a pensioner, you are the exemptions that you would qualify for. So you need to just go to your customer service center, and they will give you all the details.
Thanks a lot.
Fine. Thanks for the question. We really appreciate it. Any more callers? Yes, we're going to take the last caller. We are running out of time, so it is just 9 minutes to 12 o'clock. We're taking the last caller, and then inshallah we can then conclude this particular program. Let's take the caller, line number 3. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air.
Walaikum salam.
See, your question for Liesl, please keep it brief.
One, I'd like to know what supporting documents needs to be submitted with an objection. In the past, I've objected twice, and each time the objection was rejected.
Okay, so then you should have appealed. Did you appeal?
No, I didn't, because I just didn't know the procedure. You know, they're not very helpful at the valuation department.
Well, I'm very sorry for that, sir, but that is the legal process that needs to be followed. But you still have recourse. You can still submit a normal query if you are not happy.
Yeah.
So whatever the value is too high.
Are there any specific documents, supporting documents that needs to be submitted?
Okay. We normally advise clients if you know of properties that sold in your area. In this case, the city has made the sales available on the website that they've used in the valuation. So if you go into the website, if you're able to, or if you go to the customer service center, they'll be able to check for you. If you search for your property, there will be sales listed there. So you can have a look and see what the difference is between your value and the sales in your area. Remember, it is as at the 1st of July, 2017. Otherwise, you can maybe just ask estate agents in the area as at 1st of July last year what their opinion is of a value. But remember, theirs is just an opinion. It will not hold up in court because it's not a legal value, but it will assist and to guide. If they'll obviously have additional sales of properties. And if you have information that you think might be important, like your condition of your property, if it's deteriorated, if there's crime in the area, if it's next to a busy street, or anything that you think that will affect the value negatively, would help.
If I submit a valuation by property valuer, would that carry weight?
That would definitely carry weight. But remember, it has to be as of the 1st of July 2017, or as close to the valuation date as possible to be relevant. Otherwise, adjustments would have to be made because you would have taken sales into consideration. So that would be perfect. But you don't have to do that because that isn't an expense that you have to incur. And we encourage people not to. You can also ask if you don't use the sales that's available on the website. There are valuers at the customer service center that can also assist you.
I see. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for the question. Thank you for the question, brother. We really appreciate it. Liesl, one comment coming through before we conclude the program. Somebody's saying our homes do not get sold on market value. If your home is dilapidated, you're lucky if you can get half the amount. So let's just take Lanesia for example, right? Mm. We've got different areas here. Some are more upmarket than others. I don't want to segregate or put anybody in a limelight here or in the light. But if a house is not suitably, let's put it, valuated, let's take a certain area. How are you going to sell that property if it's valued at it? And I mean, the bank, first of all, won't even value it at the amount that it is being evaluated by the City of Joburg at the moment.
Okay, well, basically, the area itself will be, the market will be indicative of the area. You'll see certain pockets in certain townships where the sales will be lower and others where it will be higher. And then, like in Asia itself, like I said, it's very difficult because you've got all the different values and the market aspects that's relevant in Indonesia. That is why it is very important that the owners do take this opportunity to object before the 6th of April. That is the cut-off date, so that they can highlight all these issues when they lodge their objection.
So basically what you're saying is the cut-off date for to submit objections is the 6th of April.
It's the 6th of April, correct.
Okay. Now, I'm a property owner in Indonesia and surrounds, and I want to submit this. What is the easiest way to lodge an objection?
Okay, you can go to the customer service center. We have valuers there. They will station there till the 6th of April, or you can go onto the website and log it online.
Liesl, your last thoughts and comments with regards to this whole issue?
I just want to tell ratepayers that they must please make use of the objection process if they've got any queries, as that is the only legal recourse they have to correct any anomalies or any issues that they feel weren't taken into account with the original valuation of their property. The MPRA gives a lot of recourse for the people, and if they're still not happy, don't just leave it. If you get your outcome of your objection on the letter, they must please read the notices. When the objection has been considered, they will receive a notice, and on the notice it will give you the new value and your previous value, and also they will give you information regarding the appeal process, when and where. There will also be a cut-off date where you can lodge an appeal. So they must please read the notices very carefully. And if you submitted an objection and maybe a month has passed and you haven't heard anything, they must please go back to the customer service center and inquire, so that they don't miss the opportunity to lodge an appeal.
All right. Liesl, I want to take this opportunity for you coming on to Radio Islam International, giving us some clarity, obviously addressing some of the concerns, and hopefully that we can get this issue resolved and we can get some happy residents in Indonesia and surrounds.
Yeah, brilliant. That's all we want. We are a caring city, and that's why we've also launched a Section 78 process to enhance the objection process, because we know we don't want the citizens to be out of pocket come 1st of July. And
absolutely,
they shouldn't stress, because we are endeavoring to resolve the objections before the 1st of July, and if not, it will be backdated back to the 1st of July anyway. So they mustn't stress.
Okay, thanks, Liesl. Have a good Sunday.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Okay, there you have it, listeners of Radio Islam International. We try to address as many questions as possible. And as Liesl said, there are a number of processes. If you're not happy, if you are listening and tuning into this program, and if you know people that haven't listened to this program and are unhappy about the value of their properties, and you feel, you know what, I just don't have the bucks. I don't have the money to pay the rates and taxes. My property is not valued at. I will never be able to pay it. Well, go to the municipal offices, speak to the property evaluator, and sort it out. Lodge an objection. If you got internet and if you have expertise in technology and you use the web or your phone, then go to the website and lodge an application for the objection of your property. And who knows? Maybe it was valued at R1 million. Initially it was only 100,000. Now it's valued at R1 million. You can bring it down to a lower amount and maybe you can afford it. Rates and taxes. Look, rates and taxes is important. We need to pay it. Obviously, the city uses it to enhance certain features, makes our city beautiful, pick it up, and many other issues that come with it to pay all these things, and honestly keep the roads and everything clean. I'm not going to go too much into it. We have to pay that, but it has to be done in reasonably priced increments. And again, if you feel unhappy, please, as you heard Liesl, please do go and register an objection. That objection needs to be registered before the 6th of April. Before the 6th of April. So we have just a little over than a month, even almost less than a month, actually. Less than a month. Less than a month before that applications close. So if you are tuning into this program, for those that are not tuning in and if they got concerns, pass on the message. Say Radio Islam says, or interviewed people saying that the objections for the property rates will be done or closes up on the 6th of April. Go to the website, go to the offices, let's go in droves. If they see a whole plethora of people coming there, who knows, that we might just accept all objections. And they want to sort out everything before the 18th, I think she said 18th of July, hopefully everything will get sorted out. So that's the first thing I'm going to do when I go home after my shift this afternoon, is lodge an objection, because my property has seriously increased as well. So that's it for the program. Jazakallah for tuning in. And it's an absolute pleasure to host this program. All the feedback, wonderful feedback to the guests as well. Please do take care of yourself. Remember, as your du'as, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.